The white clapboard house on a tree-lined street has rooms for 6 young women who are pregnant or new mothers without another place to live. Most come from low-income families, some have been abused, and some have struggled with drug and alcohol addiction. A few would be homeless if they hadn't been taken in by Hannah House. On this gray day, there are 2 toddlers and 1 infant in the daycare room. A young mother who prefers not to be interviewed, the only resident right now, walks in and tickles her baby. She will soon be moving out, and no one knows what will happen to this house after that, because there are not enough referrals to keep the rooms full and the bills paid.
The board made a courageous but a very tough decision to close the programs. The staff didn't necessarily agree with that decision, but we're working it out and moving on.
That's Randy Walker, who's been executive director at Hannah House for over 17 years. He's been laid off, along with 11 other staffers, who provide not only in-house, but also outreach services to young women in crisis, mothers or mothers-to-be who need homes, jobs, transportation, and training in basic life skills like balancing a checkbook, kicking addiction, and applying for work.
Our program is a very homey program where the kids get a lot of individual attention from staff who have a long history of understanding the issues of teen pregnancy.
Walker says many women who are referred to Hannah House come from dysfunctional families. Nevertheless, he says, the trend these days is to place pregnant teens with relatives or foster parents. That's fine for many, he says, but not for all.
When it works, that's great. But with some kids, that's not going to work. They're going to not change their behavior, and because they've never had a structure. They've never had a family that cared about them enough to say, you have to be home at 9 o'clock, or you have to do your homework, or we're going to have a meal at 6 o'clock and you need to be there. You know, that wasn't part of their lexicon.
Even though he's lost his job, Walker is hoping the Hannah House program can be reconfigured so that pregnant teens who are too poor or troubled to raise healthy kids can get the help they need for themselves and their babies. An interim short-term director has been named to help come up with ways to save at least the outreach service and perhaps the daycare center, and community forums will be held to get more input. I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.